Else has a tremendous amount of information, but I'm going to be aimed on one pasuk, a couple of psukim, which are at the end of the parak, which capture the whole message of the parak. Like in many places in Koheles, it sounds strange. The message sounds strange. Shlomo HaMelech says, "Ki mikre bnei adam u'mikre habehima mikre echod lahem." What happens to an animal, what happens to a person, it's all one thing. Just like the animal dies, the person, the human being dies. There's no benefit to being a human being. That, again, I'm touching the literal translation. Again, he repeats. Everything goes to one place. Hakol hoyim an offer, came from the ground. Hakol shovel offer. Everything goes back to the ground. Miyadei aruch b'nei adam ha'u li l'mal avruch ha'bahema ha'iredes hi l'mat. Lawrence. So needless to say, this is a very strange message. First of all, it sounds very depressing. Sounds like there's no real mila to be a human being. Everybody has the same ending anyway. Everybody comes from the same place. Everybody goes to the same place. Obviously, that's not the pshat. So you have to know what the message, what's Koheles' message? Which really, this is a lot of the message. Whenever he says hevel, he's not trying to say the world is hevel. He's saying you could live in this world and live a life of hevel. You could be in this world for many years and live an empty life. That's really what he's saying. But we'll see, get to the nekuda. What's the nekuda of Koheles? There's a famous medrash. I often bring down this medrash in Pirkei Avos. The medrash says, Dorosh Rav Simloi. It's a medrash in Parsha Shmini. Dorosh Rav Simloi says in the by Parshas Negoyim, right? First it goes through Tumas Adam, right? Then it goes through Batim and everything else. But before that, it talks about the Behemoth to May and the Behemoth to Oira. And basically, Rav Simloi comes and he says that a human being was L'chaira created last. We were created on Friday. Everything else was created earlier in the week. So really, the last creation was the human being. Right? A mosquito came before a human being. A cockroach. The most disgusting bug was created before you. So Rav Simloi says the following. Zocho, if a person is zoiche, oimrim loy atok adam to lekol maaseh bereishis. Then we say you came first. Because if you live a good life, proper life, we say you came before everything. You're the most important thing. Loizacha, if a person doesn't live his life properly, we tell him everything. Afilu yitush kadmacha. Even a mosquito came before you. So the obvious question is, how could both of these statements be true? First of all, only one of them is true, and that is that we were created last. Somebody asked you, Yedia Klaus, was a mosquito created before a human being? If you write no, you got that answer wrong. Right? We were created last. So what does the Medrash mean? Zoiche, if you live a good life, then we say, Atok Adam to Lekol Maaseh Bereishis. You came first. Lo Zoche, if you're not Zoiche, then we tell you, Afilu Yitush Kodmecha. A mosquito came before you. What's pshat in that? So there's a Hafladik Pshat found in the Sifrei Chassidus. Hafladik Pshat. Every human being is made up of two components. right? The body and the neshama. The physical and the spiritual. That's every human being. If you hear something and you get inspired and you want to do something good, that's your neshama. Right? The neshama has essence to it. Has depth to it. The body is like a behemoth. The body is like an animal. The body is just interested in itself. Go in the jungle, you'll see. If you go in the jungle, you'll see exactly where the animals live. It's to each their own. And any animal that's bigger than the animal next to it, eats it. Basically, every animal looks at every other animal as food. If it's bigger. If I'm bigger than you, I can eat you. Which is what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. Right? What does that mean? That every human being, if you just look at the kind of person you could be based on your body, you're mamish like a behemoth. Every person could be like a behemoth. On the other hand, you have a neshama. And the neshama pulls you in a positive direction. So basically that's what life is about. You have your body pulling you one way. You have neshama pulling you another way. The neshama was here from the beginning of creation. So if somebody lives a life for the neshama, they were here first. Because that part of you was created first. But lo yizocha, if you live a life for your body, then mosquito came before you. Because physically, you were created last. Right? Physically, you were created last. I always tell people, I gave you this mashal in the summertime, those of you that were with us in the military academy, right? I gave you this mashal, if the Olam remembers. I said that the neshama thinks long term. The body thinks short term. Yeah, I'm sure you guys heard of people that have an impulsive disorder. What's an impulsive disorder? Everybody's a little impulsive. Impulsive means they bring out a big piece of chocolate cake, and even if you have to lose 50 pounds, you right? That's impulsive. There's part of you that knows, hey, I shouldn't be eating that chocolate cake. That's 10,000 calories. With ice cream and whipped cream on top, and I got some ice. And in 5 minutes, I'm just going to have another balloon. Right? The balloon is just getting bigger. So there's part of you that says, I shouldn't be eating that. But then there's impulsivity. Impulsivity means your body wants it right now. You don't think. You're not thinking past that. The neshama is a very, very sound investor. You know what a sound investor is? A person that does smart investments. They analyze, they're buying a piece of property. They analyze the property. They analyze how much rent they can get, if they could refinance, what it's worth, what's the vacancies. It's right? The neshama is a sound investor. The neshama thinks long term. Okay? The body has a teva to think short term. Not to think. Just to dive in whatever feels like right now at the moment. That's the body. So the marshal, the Olam remembers, I gave you this marshal in camp. What did I tell you? Learn from an infant. Learn from an infant. What does a baby do? If a baby wants something, the baby has only one reaction. Do you ever see a baby look at a piece of food and want it and go, nah, it's not. That's not healthy. Right? The baby has no... In the same vein, the baby, if the baby doesn't get what it wants, it starts screaming. Right? Take away a rattle from a baby. I'm not telling you to do it. Why be Messiah the baby? Take away everything. The baby will scream to the top of its lungs. Baby, it's only a rattle. Fool, it's a rattle. It's a round piece of plastic with a bunch of stupid things inside going, what are you, what? The Torah says, the baby has no foresight. The baby knows what feels good now. Right now, the baby feels like shaking that weird thing. And if you can't give it to now, it starts, that's it. And that screams, koile koilas. Right? A human being doesn't do that. Because a human being can think ahead. And a human being, even if they want something, they don't start screaming. Right? If you go into a store to buy something, and for whatever reason, they don't have it. Right? You had a pair of sneakers that you were dying for. And you walk in, they just sold the last pair. Right? So you feel disappointed. But I never saw an adult start crying. Screw, why don't they scream? A five-year-old kid screams. Five-year-old kid, you take a little kid, Yankee, come into the store. Can I have that? No. Why doesn't an adult start screaming? That's as an adult has foresight. Just because I feel I'm not feeling happy with myself, I'm not starting to scream. I'm going to look like a fool. It's not worth it. Plus, it's not worth it. A baby has no foresight. A baby only thinks what's right in front of them. So I say very simple. Everybody is a baby. It happens to be we're not so babyish like a baby. What does that mean? A person goes to do an avera. That avera is going to fry your future. Why are you doing it for? For instance, right now it feels good. Right? So you're not looking what's going to be in 10 minutes. That's a fool. You're not looking ahead. That's why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Ein adam chayte, elam kein nichnas beiruach shtus." It's a shtus. Because every avera means you're doing something to give yourself instant gratification. That's a very bad investment in your future. That's a metzias. So every person is like that. That's why Ezu Chacham, Horeyas Anoilad. What's a Chacham? Because once you're Roy Anoilad, you think on different terms. If you're Royas Anoilad, right, you're not looking what's going to make you feel good now. You're looking what's going to be. That makes you make sound decisions. If your decision is based on what I feel now, you're not going to make sound decisions. Because your body is an animal. Your body is made with the same DNA that an animal is. Look today, they actually do transplants from animals. More and more now. They take valves. They take valves out of pigs. They put it into a human being. The valve comes from a pig. They have cow valves, they have pig valves. They also have, not biological valves. That's a biological valve. They have synthetic valves. But they take out of an animal. And they find that there's a lot of similarity. By the way, one of the most similar genes is with a rat. Now, how does that make you feel that you have rat genes? That's why they do so much testing in rats. Because they find that the genes of a rat has a very, very similar to a human being. So that's your body. So if you don't live up to your neshama, you're going to do nourisher things. If you don't think ahead, you do foolish things. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us here in Kehelas. He's saying that if you're just going to live a life for your body, then read the psukim again. Mamish fits the psukim. Ki mikrei bnei adam u mikrei abeim u mikrei echad lahem. Ki moizeh, kein moizeh. They're the same. Same thing. What does he mean? The physical body is the same thing. I'll tell you a bigger chiddush that Rabbi Chanan Vasseman writes in one of his letters. A Moridical letter. The Medrash says that when Hashem created Adam HaRishon, He made Adam HaRishon from all the animals. He took a little bit of every animal in the genes, and He made Adam HaRishon. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says, well, what does that mean? That means, think about the most vicious, ferocious animal. You got that in you too. Because Hashem created human being from all the creations. So Rabbi Chanan says, if you don't uplift yourself, you're capable to be worse than any animal in the world. And that's why, when you see human beings that fall apart, serial killers. It's a serial killer, Rahman al-Tzlan. Shreklach. The animals don't do that. The animals are not serial killers. The animals kill to eat. Serial killers? If an animal is full, it doesn't kill. Right? What's the pshat? According to Rabbi Chanan, Hashem created a human being with in them they have all the natures. So you have the ability to take all of those things and use them properly. Then it becomes an asset. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, you should be an Az Kanomel, Gibor Kavi, Rotz Katzvi. Those are all things you have in you. But if it's not properly channeled, then it becomes a liability. And that explains why you see people like Rav Steinemann Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who's like a Malach Hashem, and Lahavdil, you see people that are mamish mushcha shem mushchasim. It's all there. There's an unbelievable Tiferes Yisrael in Erechim. Actually, this one is in Kedushin. It brings down the Medrash. The Medrash says, and I'm sure many of you heard the Medrash, that there was an artist who was able to make a painting of any human being. And from, like they have signature analysis, I'm sure you heard of it, where they analyze somebody's signature and they say what they are. They're temperamental, they're calm, they're this. So they had an artist. This is in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, the time of the Dordea. He was able to paint any human being and then analyze what kind of human being this is. Is it a good nature? Is it a tough guy? Well, what's the person's nature? So one of the kings sent his artist to Moshe Rabbeinu. You hear what the Medrash says? To Moshe Rabbeinu, and he made a painting of Moshe Rabbeinu. He painted Moshe Rabbeinu, and then he analyzed it. He analyzed it. Listen what the Medrash says. The Medrash says that the analysis came back that Moshe Rabbeinu has every bad midah. Could you imagine? Moshe Rabbeinu. Every bad midah Moshe Rabbeinu has. Figure that out. The Medrash says that the king approached Moshe Rabbeinu. He questioned him, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's true. Chayecha. It's true. What the guy wrote about me is true. His analysis is correct. So what's the obvious question? Moshe Rabbeinu, the one that Hashem picked to bring the Torah on our Sinai, he has every bit of character trait. How could that be? The Torah is just the opposite. Moshe brought the Torah on our Sinai to show us that with the Torah you could take every quality you have and turn it into a positive. So Hashem Dafka gave Moshe Rabbeinu every possible negative quality, and through Torah Moshe switched it. That's the Hezbollah in this Medrash. Some say the Medrash is a Torah, but that's the concept of this Medrash. That's what Koheles is saying here. Koheles is saying is, if you're going to live for your body, don't expect any better results than the behemah. Moisara Odom and Abahema. If you don't live for something that's Lamala, if you don't live for more holistic reasons for your neshama, don't expect the results to be better than a bane.